Blog Talk Radio. Do no work and rest. That's your day for rest and just doing no work, studying in the Lord. Now, after the Sabbath day, and that's every Saturday, then you have the Passover. Next is the Feast of the Lord. The next is the day of Pentecost. The next is the day, the Feast of Trumpets. Next is the Day of Atonement. Next is the Feast of Tabernacles. And the last Feast of Our Father is the last great day. And that's the eighth day. Now, let me try to read. All those dates are found in Leviticus 23. I left off in Leviticus 23, verse 7, where I will pick up for today, because for next week I am supposed to read Leviticus 25 and 26, but because of my reading habits, being a slow reader, I'll come to you today to try to catch up with what I have written for my program to be for this Friday. Verse 7. Oh, Leviticus is spelled, and that is found in the Old Testament. It's spelled Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 7. And that's where I'm going to start. Read along with me if you can, and your understanding will probably be better than what I explain to you or what I say. I should try to explain it to you. Verse 7. In the first day, ye shall have no, and holy convocation, and that's a gathering of people. Ye shall do no servile work therein. You're not supposed to work on the Sabbath day. Or it's not the Sabbath day, but it's the day that I was talking about. And that's the Passover. And maybe I should start at what it says for the Passover. Let me go back up to verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month, at evening, is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. And unleavened is bread without any ripener in it, such as yeast or baking powder. You don't put those things in your bread to make it rise. Verse 7. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work within therein. Excuse me, I have to burp. Excuse me, I'm having a burp. That's so embarrassing. But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is the holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. And again, that is servile. The convocation, you're to get people all together that have the same view as you in serving the Lord. And the Lord will speak unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. Yes, and I am saying that the children of Israel is black. I want you sheep to read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and as well as Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. Once I finish up this chapter, I plan to come back and introduce myself to unto you, my listening audience. And for the young lady that I was speaking with this morning, I hope that she is listening as well as her entire staff. And she'll know what I love doing. I did not, at first, when I first started doing this, I did not want to, but the Lord gave me a dream to feed his sheep. And I actually heard him say that, and I really believe that I am doing the will of my Father. Verse 10, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye have come into the land which I will give you, not the United States or the United Nations, whoever placed those people over there that saying they are the children of Israel. Revelation chapter 2 and 9 say that they are the children of Satan. Those people are bogus as far as the Bible is concerned. They should not be there. The Bible says, which I give unto you. Jesus have not given that land unto them. He gave them unto someone like me. And you may laugh and say, what? It's the truth. I told you to read Songs of Solomon, verse 1, verse 5. Chapter 1, verse 5. Solomon says, I'm a black man, but he's lovely. So that's where I get that from. Also, when you read your Bible, and I ask that you all read your Bible, and don't be talkative like me. Read your Bible to understand what it says, and then you can talk with me or debate with me about it. But I do not like to get on the phone and talk about, I just want to tell you about, and ye shall reap the harvest thereof. Then you shall bring a sheaf. A sheaf, that is like a bag or a bundle of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On tomorrow, the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it, and ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deal of fine flour mingled with oil, that mingle the mix with oil, an offer made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savor. And the savor is an aroma or smell. And the drink offering thereof shall be a fine wine, the fourth part of a hin. A hin is a unit of measurement. And ye shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green corn until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And ye shall count it. Let me read that again. Ye shall count unto you for the morrow after the Sabbath from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering. The seventh Sabbath shall be complete even unto the Lord. Excuse me, this, I read that wrong. Let me read verse 16 again. Even unto the morrow, after the seventh Sabbath, shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Ye shall bring unto your habitations, your habitations is your living place, two wave offerings of two tenth deals. It shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked in leaven. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. And ye shall offer. I need to read verse 17 again, because we are supposed to be eating unleavened bread after the Passover for 7 days. And here it's saying that we're offering the Lord leavened bread. Let me read verse 17 again. Ye shall bring out of your habitation, and that's your living place, two wave loaves of two tenth deal. There shall be of, they shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. So he, our Father in heaven, wants leavened bread. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. Verse 18, and ye shall offer unto the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock of, and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire of sweet aroma, or the sweet smell. I'm saying that wrong. Of sweet savor unto the Lord. Again, savor. The sweet savor is the sweet smell or aroma unto the Lord. The Lord likes barbecue smell. And this woman had the nerve to call the police on people picnicking, having a barbecue at a park. And she was a white woman. They dislike everything, most things that we dislike. And I think that we, that's because if you read the Bible, you'll find out that that dislike comes from us being the only people with our Father's seed. And they don't have the seed. Look at what this coach had this person do to this young boy who was in a wrestling match in New Jersey. Yeah, they dislike us, so they cut our hair off. And the young man was strong enough to beat his opponent anyway. It's just ridiculous. You wait. Once we are to go ahead and whoop your butts, we will do that and not be sorry about it. Verse 19. You need to stop your bad behavior and start liking us so that we can be on your side. You know, you died to us for years. All our lives, I'm over 60, and you're still lying to me. You're doing things, you're just doing things that are not right. Then ye shall, verse 19, then ye shall sacrifice 1 kid, a kid is a goat, a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs for the of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruit for a wave offering before the Lord with the two lambs. They shall be holy unto the Lord. And ye shall proclaim, that is, proclaim is to tell or inform people on, well, it says proclaim. Let me say, well, in verse 21. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation unto the Lord. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statue forever in all the dwellings throughout your generations. And I'm on verse 23. My throat feels so dry. I need to have a drink of water, but I must prevail, win, and keep going. Keep reading where you're hearing. Verse 22. And when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make a clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest. That is, when you are cleaning your garden, you are not to get rid of certain corners. You should leave some of your harvest. Neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and unto the stranger. Excuse me, I had to belch again. I am the Lord your God. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. And once you start reading this Bible, you're going to find out that this Bible is written pretty much to the children of Israel. And that's right. I think that I am of the Hebrew faith because I heard my father, he called me out of the world to do his will. And as bad as I may do it in your hearing, I'm doing his will. Let me read verse 23 again. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. And we are the children, we black folks, you don't understand. We are the children of Israel. Remember, I told you to read last week, a Tuesday, I told you to read Psalms, spelled P-S-A-L-M, 83. It will tell you what those nations did against us. They tried to cut us off from knowing that we are a nation, knowing that we are the nation of Israel. But God is shaking my dry bones to read this Bible for the third time. I'm just now getting an understanding a little bit of what he has done. He has left this Bible. I say it is a history book of what we are to observe. And all those other things that other people observe, if it's not said in the Bible, we black folks should not do. We should only do what is said in the Bible. In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, ye shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing trumpets, a blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. And that's a gathering of people. The blowing of trumpets, we shall have a gathering of people. We are to do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. We should barbecue that. Whatever the Lord has told us to bring, we should barbecue it. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, unto the 10th day of this 7th month. This is why we need a calendar that is in the Hebrew language, so we'll know that we are not to celebrate Christmas and the other things, New Year's. We should know when the seventh month is. I don't know when the seventh month. It is not the same as the seventh month, July, in America. I don't know what the seventh month is. The Jewish, the people who call themselves Jewish, they have another type calendar. And perhaps that's what we should look at in order to follow what is written in the Bible, like on the 10th day of the seventh month. There shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Ye shall do no work in the sun in that same day, for it is a day of atonement. And atonement, that is to ask, pray and ask our Father for forgiveness of whatever your sins have been, to make an atonement to God, you before the Lord, your God. Verse 29, for whatsoever soul it be that shall be not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that does any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Yea, ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest. Did you hear that, sheep? I knew you heard it. Very good. You heard it. And you shall afflict your soul. Let me see what it says. You shall afflict your soul in the ninth day of the month at evening. For even unto evening ye shall celebrate your Sabbath. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be a feast of tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall, let me read that again, a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be a holy, shall be a holy convocation. Let me read that verse 37 again. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be a holy convocation of offering, of offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering of sacrifice, and drink offerings made unto, and drink offering everything upon this his day, besides the Sabbath of the Lord, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all of your freewill offerings, which ye give unto the Lord. And in the 15th day of the 7th month, when ye shall gather the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. The first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. Ye shall take you on the first day a barrel of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and a barrel of thick trees, and willows of a brook. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord God 7 days. Verse 41, and you shall, I throw this so good. And ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate in the 7th month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. And that our Israelites born shall dwell in the booths, that your generations may know that I made, the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. And keep in mind, see, the land of Egypt represents bondage as well as slavery. I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Lord. Now, I have finished reading chapter 23, and I have 11 minutes to read to you what's in chapter 24. Let me start reading. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that say, that they bring unto thee pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually without the veil of the testimony. In the tabernacle of the congregation, ye shall order it far the evening unto morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statue forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps up on the pure candlesticks before the Lord continually. And thou shalt take fine flour and bake 12 cakes thereof. 2 tenth deals shall be in one cake, and thou shalt set them in 2 rows, 6 row, 6 on a row, upon the pure table before the Lord. And thou shalt put pure frankincense upon each row. It is that it may be on the bread for a memorial, even in offering made by fire unto the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by the everlasting covenant. It shall be Aaron's in his Son.
Thank you. See, do you see what I go through? I have problems just about every time I call in to Blog Talk Radio. I was just cut off, and I have 6 minutes left. I left on chapter 24, verse 9, and it shall be Aaron and his son. And they shall eat it in this holy place, where it is most holy unto of the offering of the Lord, made by fire, by a perpetual mean for an everlasting statute. Verse 10, and the sons of the Ishmaelites, let me read verse 10 again. I hate to get mixed up or messed up like this. I'm going to stop right here. Well, maybe I'll go ahead on and read it, verse 10, because I have 6 minutes left. I am going to read verse 10. And the son of an Ishmaelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel, and his son, and this son of the Ishmaelite woman and a man of Israel strove together in the same camp. Verse 11, and the Ishmaelite woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed, and they brought him unto Moses in his mother's name was She O Smith. This Smith spelled S H E L O M I T H, the daughter of Dibri, spelled D I B R I, of the tribe of Dan. I am going to stop here at verse 12. I'm circling it in red and underlining it in yellow, so I know where I stepped off. I left off. Let me identify myself. My name. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Thursday, everyone. Thank you all for listening to my program. Remember, my Father in heaven loves you, and I love you too. But let me just say this. I want you to read, and I will try to read Exodus 20 to you today, if I can. I want you all to always have your three P's handy, and they are your pen, pencil, and paper. And just in case you want to write down whatever references I give to you, for instance, I have given you Revelations chapter 2, verse 9, as well as 3 and 9. Again, I want you to read Psalms, that's spelled P-S-A-L-M 83, where you'll see that the people went to make us unknown, destroy us as a people, that we might know our own nation. Now, let me read to you what's in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's the first commandment. The second commandment, thou shalt make unto you, thou shalt not make unto you any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me, keep my commandments. That's the second commandment. It looks like I will not have enough time to read them all to you. The third commandment, thou shalt. It doesn't. I stopped off on the third commandment. I should read that to you when I come back to you this Friday evening at 5 o'clock. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us each day and night from all the evil that is brought upon us by Satan and his steps. Thank you. I say this prayer in Jesus, the Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Also, thank you for giving us prosperity, and thank you for protecting us from natural disasters as well as chemical disasters. Thank you for good weather that you give us here in Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for everything that you've done for us, Father, that you are going to do. You have done.
Help your children.
Help them.
And don't let them fall.
Help them.
By the side of the road.
Join me this Friday. And listen, go to Amazon to purchase my 3 books, The Unseen,
To Love One Another,
and The Broken Plan. Amen.
That heaven might find a place in their heart. Down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he loves, and his wisdom will be our helping hand.